Knowing how to support someone with depression is important for them and you. Depression can put a big strain on relationships. If you're a friend or a partner of someone suffering with depression, you will naturally want to do your best to help them recover, but you're not a mental health professional, so how can you do that? How can you best support them but still look after your own mental health? The first thing to recognise is that you don't have to fix them, or you don't have to provide treatment for their recovery. You can provide support and signpost to help, but don't put pressure on yourself to be a miracle worker. In the same vein, don't blame yourself for their depression. Depression is an illness, and there are a multitude of factors that lead to depression. I'm going to talk about all the things you can do to support your friend, family member, or partner with depression. But before I do, I want to reassure you that if you're finding it hard and challenging, that is completely normal. It is perfectly normal to feel resentful, irritable, and lose your temper. Why can't they just get over it? Many thoughts can go through your head, and that's okay. Don't feel guilty for having them. Thoughts such as, if they loved me, they'd try harder, or I don't think they're really trying, are very normal. And you'd have to be Mother Teresa not to think these thoughts. I'm a mental health professional, not Mother Teresa, obviously. But when I have friends who are suffering, even sometimes I think, for crying out loud, just get over it. It's usually linked to me having low resilience and not being able to fix it, which I find frustrating. But look, it is normal. So the first thing you must do is not criticise yourself for having these feelings. And again, you should not have the expectations that you can fix their depression or solve it. It is an illness that needs appropriate treatment. And even as a trained therapist, I would never provide someone with therapy that is close to me. It's unethical. I'm too close. It's a personal relationship, not a professional one. So with people close to me, I support and advise and signpost for professional help. The next thing you can do to help is listen. We feel we have to know the magic psychological thing to say, and so we may not say anything because we're worried about saying the wrong thing. But actually just listen, hear and acknowledge what they're telling you. On the simplest level, just listening and hearing someone pain is one of the best things you can do. Don't dismiss them. Don't tell them they're being silly. Don't tell them to pull themselves together or they have nothing to worry about. When you're depressed, your brain will convince you of the most irrational, bizarre thoughts. Don't belittle those thoughts because they are real to them. Don't say, oh, other people have it worse. You should just look at the good things in your life. Being told not to be depressed doesn't help people recover from depression. And sometimes we dismiss people because we don't want them to cry, but crying is okay. Crying stimulates good emotions. I also don't want to know if you had it worse or you've got worse problems. It's what I'm going through that is the difficult thing. Think about it. When you're feeling bad about yourself, talking to someone who tells you it's your own fault and that they've got it worse or they knew you were going to have this doesn't help you. It reaffirms the negative thoughts you already have about yourself. Be supportive as you can. Acknowledge what they are going through. If you want to ask questions, but don't transfer your opinion with them. Keep them open. So saying, what would you like? You know, do you know why you're feeling depressed? Which isn't a great question anyway, but saying something like, are you depressed because your house is a mess? That's not helpful. You're transferring your opinion. Very often, people who are depressed don't want to trouble people as they feel they are a burden, a pain, too much trouble. Part of supporting someone with depression will likely be continually reassuring them that they are not a burden and they are loved and people want to help. Part of supporting is also about understanding what depression is, learning about it, signposting the depression person towards professional help. Maybe make the first call for them. Let them know it's not just happening to them. It's one of the most common mental health issues, okay? Also recognise that part of depression isn't just about low mood or sadness. It can be anger, irritability, confusion, poor memory. It can give sleep issues. You can have physical symptoms as well, such as stomach pain, frequent headaches, muscle pain. It can also be very difficult to make a decision, and that can be very frustrating. Help them make an appointment with their GP or research organisations recommended by the NHS that can help. Perhaps research counsellors or therapists they could speak to. It's important not to overwhelm with too much, and remember that with depression, it's incredibly difficult to make decisions. Provide general encouragement and help with planning. Say, I'll ring the doctor, and then say what they have to say. The more detailed something is planned in, the more likely it is to happen. With regard to treatment, if you have a strong view on a particular form of treatment, for example, you don't agree with medication and you believe that mindfulness is the right thing for everybody, to be blunt, keep that opinion to yourself. Treatment for depression is individual to each person, okay? And the professionals will help them decide. Don't bombard with advice. Oh, I've read this. If you eat more eggs, that's going to help. Yeah, maybe. With regard to recovery, it's important to be patient. It's about small steps. There will be good days and bad days. Recovery is not a straight line. And it'll be hard for you because you will feel like, oh, thank goodness, they're starting to feel better. So you relax, then they'll have a down day. Again, that frustration is normal. Take it one day at a time. Social withdrawal is a common element in depression. Meeting with lots of people and socially interacting with depression is hard, but ironically, it's good for you and is recommended as part of a form of treatment called behavioural activation. So maybe try to organise some small social interactions and keep them loose. Ask friends to be understanding and not get cross if plans are altered. If you don't live with them, remind them that you're happy to see them whenever they feel like it. Check in regularly. Don't say, just contact me when you want to. Now, rarely, but sometimes, suicidal ideation can accompany depression. If your friend, partner or family member talks about death or dying, searches the internet for ways to kill themselves or engages in increasingly risky or dangerous behaviour, you should be concerned. It is completely appropriate and okay to ask them, are you thinking about harming yourself, killing yourself, or ending it all? Asking about suicide does not increase thinking about it or put the idea in their head. Evidence shows that asking someone if they are suicidal can protect them. Asking them directly gives them permission to tell you their deepest thoughts. Perhaps come up with a safety plan for when they have the suicidal thoughts, steps that they can take instead. And if you're really worried, contact your local mental health crisis team or your GP. In extreme emergency, ring 999. So now we come to the most important part. Look after you. It's very important that you don't neglect your mental health and well-being whilst looking after your friend, family member or partner, especially when you live with them. It can take a huge emotional toll and you will need to recharge. It's important to set boundaries. Have me time. Try not to say you need a break from them. Call it me time. I need some me time. Maybe arrange from someone else from their social network and support network to perhaps do something with them. Drop in for coffee. When they are planning their daily activities, make sure they aren't doing everything with you. Remember, you are entitled to your emotions and feelings, whatever they are. It can be really hard supporting someone with depression, and it doesn't mean you don't love them. Talking and gaining support from your support group is also important. Thank you for listening, and remember, you're amazing.